This is Michael Josephson for the Josephson Institute of Ethics. As I watch nearly 5 dozen eager graduates of the Los Angeles Police Academy throw their hats in the air, celebrating their achievement, I knew these were the survivors of a rigorous training and that their journey is not over. Ahead of them is a full year of supervised field training, and it's unlikely all of them will make it through their probation. It's difficult to cut hard-working and hopeful probationers, but if an organization wants to create a culture of excellence, its gatekeepers must exercise clear-eyed objectivity and demonstrate unflinching courage, weeding out those who are unwilling or unable to be excellent. In policing and many other fields, the stakes are simply too high to knowingly accept less. No one wants a surgeon, teacher, or cop with marginal or mediocre skills or shaky character. Yet everywhere we see signs of declining standards. Public and private organizations regularly lower their expectations due to political expediency, misplaced loyalty, forced diversity, or perceived necessity. Adequacy has become the shifting standard, defined as the best we can get. 2 results are inevitable when we lower standards. The quality of service continually sinks as fewer people strive for the best within them, and mediocrity becomes the norm as good people move up and out, leaving behind a growing proportion of so-so performers. 2 results are inevitable when an organization insists on excellence. First, performance increases as everyone does better than they otherwise would. Second, some people will be asked to leave. Management can avoid its responsibility, but it can't avoid the consequences of avoiding its responsibility. This is Michael Josephson reminding you that character counts.